أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. In the previous ayat we read that the Jews used to say that they have got enmity for Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, and they have friendship and they like Mikail alayhi salam. With regard to that further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that anyone who is an enemy of any of Allah's chosen ones, then Allah is their enemy. Man kana aduwan lillah, jo koi huwe dushman Allah ka, whoever is an enemy of Allah ta'ala, and who are the friends of Allah, a person who makes enmity with those, Allah becomes their enemy. It comes in a hadith, anyone who even hurts any wali of Allah, a friend of Allah ta'ala, Allah declares war on that person. So the Jews who said that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, they hate him, they don't like him, so they have, Allah declares war upon such people. For Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is very close to Allah ta'ala. Wa malaikatihi, and those people who have enmity, uske farishtoka, the angels of Allah ta'ala. Wa rusulihi, or uske peygambaroka, and all the rasuls, all the anbiya and all the rasul, the messengers of Allah, whoever has enmity for them, wa jibril wa mikal, or jibril or mikail ka, and whoever has got enmity for jibril alayhi salam, for mikail alayhi salam, then remember full well, fa inna allaha aduwwul lil kafirin, to Allah ta'ala dushman ho un kafiron ka, then Allah Ta'ala is the enemy of all those kafirs who dislike any of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And who is established as the friend of Allah, like the malaika, the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the rasuls, the messengers, where there is clear proof that these are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to any other person, he may be the friend of Allah, he may not be, we don't know. But these people, clear cut proof has been given. So whoever is their enemy, then Allah Ta'ala is their enemy. Allah declares war on such people. And when Allah Ta'ala declares war on such people, then of course no goodness can ever abound to that person. No goodness can come to that person. And this war that Allah declares, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, explained, is of two types. One is that a person's worldly life carries on even better than before. His health is more better, wealth, everything just going smooth. But he is the enemy of Allah. That is a dangerous punishment of Allah, because Allah is going to take him suddenly to task at the time of mort. And then no time for tawbah also. No time to correct anything, and eternal doom and eternal punishment in the fire of Jahannam. And the other type of the punishment of Allah for those people who Allah Ta'ala declares war upon is that Allah Ta'ala gives them difficulty in this world. They become, for example, blind, paralyzed, whatever else, some difficulty. And that is the lighter punishment, because in that they still hope that he will realize and he will make tawbah and he will turn to Allah. And when he dies, he goes into the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So a person must be very careful of the enmity of any of the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu questioned the Jews and asked them, what is your opinion, what is the position of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam in your eyes? So they replied and said that Jibreel alayhi salam is on the right hand side of Allah, and Mikail alayhi salam is on the left side of Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that when you yourself admit that he's so close, he's on the right side of Allah. So he's so close. So whoever will make enmity with him, he, Allah will make enmity with those people who hate Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. In another narration it comes, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, whoever that Mikael alayhi salam and Jibreel alayhi salam are the close friends of Allah ta'ala, are very close to Allah. Allah loves them very greatly. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is the greatest of all the malaika, of all the angels. And they say that they dislike, they hate Jibreel alayhi salam and they like Mikael alayhi salam. So in other words, they are making enmity between the two of them. And whoever does that, then we are the enemies of such people. Today also, unfortunately, we want to be friends with everyone, even with the enemies. And our friend's enemy should be our enemy also. Whoever is the enemy of Allah and His Rasul should be our enemy. But today we want to befriend them. So much they have tricked the Muslims also into what they are calling the Abrahamic Accord, etc., in which we must become friends with the Jews and the Christians, and we must be at peace with them. So much so that the Imam in the Haram Sharif also makes announcement that we must be friends with the Jews and with Israel. And their embassy has opened in Muslim lands already. Muslims are becoming friends with these very strong enemies of Allah Ta'ala, and there is no room for that whatsoever. And whoever becomes the friend of the enemy of Allah, Allah becomes his enemy also. And Allah declares war against such a person. So it is open friendship, and we must see that our dressing, our lifestyle, supporting all the various projects of the Jews, etc., in whichever way we are befriending them in that aspect also. And we have got our exclusive way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should follow in that way and adopt that lifestyle. Otherwise, we are also open for that Allah declares war against us. And who Allah declares war against, that person stands no chance whatsoever in any way. Because Allah, the power, the greatness of Allah, who can ever fight Allah Ta'ala? So Allah give us proper understanding and let us follow according to the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and befriend those people who are the friends of Allah, and be enemies of those people who are the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. This does not mean we don't make dua that Allah gives them hidayah. They also become the friends of Allah. If they become the friends of Allah, then by all means, that is most welcome. But as long as they are the enemies of Allah and His Rasul, they should be our enemies also. We can't befriend the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.